Hello, this is Pete Jones, and this is episode 109 of the Dragons Are Real podcast. Now, the other day, I got into a game of Dungeon Crawl Classics with the Canadian Yeti, Gary McCallum from the Murder Hobo Show. And if you're not aware what Dungeon Crawl Classics is, or DCC, it's an OSR-style game for playing the old fantasy adventures. And one thing a DCC does very well is something called the funnel. If you're not sure what a funnel is, basically it's a zero-level adventure where each player takes on four zero-level characters who are really squishy, puts them through a meat grinder, and lots of character deaths ensue. At the end of the adventure, the player can select any one of his surviving characters, if he has any, or she, and throw them to first level, and that is your starting point. And a funnel is a great hoot. Now, it's not always easy to get your players to play a new game. So what happens if you've got a bunch of players that play 5th edition, but you want to try a funnel out? So I thought, let's see what's out there for running a funnel in 5th edition D&D. So first off is 5th edition funnel by 10 Red Crows Press. This is pay what you want on Drive-Thru RPG. And its tagline is turning peasants into heroes since 2016. It gives a base introduction of the purpose of a funnel and then gets straight onto character creation. And the way you create a character is using these rules is, first of all, you roll 3d6 in order for each of the ability scores. Then you determine the race, and there are three different tables depending on whether you want a human-centric world or you want something a bit more exotic. Each race comes with an ability score modifier, and there are also other traits that you may get, like dark vision, but you don't get as many racial traits as you do as you're a first level character. Then you determine your gender. Zero level characters do not have any skills or proficiencies, they are commoners. However, if they've got a background that may help them, then a GM can grant them a +2 to their roll. You then roll a D100, which establishes your occupation and any equipment you may have. Some occupations start with a weapon, but zero level characters are not proficient with weapons at all, so it doesn't add a proficiency bonus to any of their attack rolls. If you don't have a weapon, then you're looking at either an improvised weapon or an unarmed attack. Also, zero level characters lack proficiency with armour, regardless of their race or occupation. So if you do manage to find some armour and put it on, remember, you're going to have disadvantage on all ability checks with strength or dexterity. When it comes to other gear that you get, there are no mechanical effects. It is down for the GM and the player to come up with some ingenious ideas for the equipment they're getting. There are also rules for scrolls, how to use scrolls, and then we have our tables, which gives us some examples. So for example, you roll a 16, you are a bricklayer. Your equipment is 1d4 bricks, recipe for mortar, a trowel, some common clothes, and a spirit level. So you get the idea. Then there are two tables to determine your quirks, one for your physical and one for your personality quirks. There is a D100 table to give you some names if you can't come up with a name. And then you introduce your characters around the table. You then create a bond between your character and another character in the group as a whole. And then you finish off with your hit points, which are 4 plus your constitution bonus. As a level 0 character, you do not have any hit dice. Your speed is 30 feet unless your race says otherwise. Your armor class is 10 plus your dexterity modifier, and your initiative is your dexterity modifier. And as a level 0 character, you do not get any death saving throws. After the adventure, you level up one of your surviving characters. For each of your abilities, you roll a d6. On a 1 to 3, it increases by +1, and a 4 to 6, it increases by +2. You then take any remaining racial traits that you didn't get as a 0 level character. Then, as normal, you pick a class as you would forming any 5th edition character. Then you pick a background. When it comes to gear, you get any gear that you got from your 0 level character. Otherwise, any other gear has to be purchased. Part two of the booklet is the GM's notes, and it gives advice on how to build encounters with zero level characters, how to build enemies for them, what sort of armor class they should have, what sort of bonuses they should have, and it says to keep the adventures short. Because each player is running multiple characters, then what it suggests is that when you roll for initiative, that player activates all of their characters at the same time. And then part three takes you onto a zero level adventure, and there's a short adventure here to run them through a funnel, as you will. So that is the first product we're looking at, is 5th edition funnel by 10 Red Crows Press. The second product we're looking at is Palace of the Golden Princess, the OSR guide to playing 5th edition. Again, this is Pay What You Want on DriveThruRPG, and this is by Pocket Jack Comics. So this is the 5e guide to playing the OSR, and it also includes a module for zero level characters to get you up and running. Where does the title come from? Well, Palace of the Silver Princess was the first module written by a woman for TSR in 1983. Unfortunately, it was withdrawn within 72 hours due to its racy sexual content. But this shows you how to use the 5th edition rules for playing an OSR style game, and gives you some rule changes. Number one is you only gain experience by acquiring treasure, 1 XP per GP, and not for killing monsters. Secondly, short rests have 10 minutes rest, and long rests are a full week. Rule 3 is only fighters, paladins and their related subclasses may wield magical swords, and only clerics, wizards and their related subclasses may use wands and staves. There are no death saves in this OSR version of 5e, you die at 0 hit points, and all replacement characters enter the game at level 1. Rule 5 is make it harder for them to see. Doors are stuck, but they swing open for monsters. If you don't spike open the doors, they slam behind you, and darkness ever encroaches. There are some changes to some of the light spells to enhance this, and there are certain races that no longer get dark vision, that being elves, half-orcs, half-elves and tieflings, leaving only dwarves and gnomes that can see in the dark. Rule 6 is you remove any skills. The characters don't have any skills, and they have to use the raw ability checks as the obstacles from the Dungeon Master's Guide on page 263. Initiative is group initiative. You roll a d6, one for the players and one for the DM. The DM winning odd ties, players winning even ties, and the group moves and acts as a team. Rule 8 is encounters occur on a d6 roll of 6 or higher, not the usual d20 roll. And rule number 9, during character creation, you generate stats by rolling 3d6 for each stat in order, and then it tells you how to create the OSR mindset. Then we go on to an old school session 0. So each player creates 3 to 5 characters as follows. You generate your stats by rolling 3d6 for each ability in order. You select a race for each character. You roll 1d4 hit points for each character, adjusted by the constitution. You pick a background. Each character is considered to be proficient with simple weapons only, as well as the starting gear. And then you roll 1d100 for the starting possessions on the table. And like in the previous product, there are no rules for these items. It's up to you to come up with some ingenious ideas at the table. And then the product finishes off with another zero level adventure. This is Blood of the Baneful Banemire. So there are two options for you to how to run a zero level game in 5e. Each comes with a zero level funnel to get you going, and you can use each funnel in either set. It's really system agnostic. Also, you can use any of the DCC zero level adventures funnels that are out there. Do check them out, there's some great ones out there. So I hope that's useful. I will leave links in the show notes to where you can pick these products up. And as to pay what you want, there's no harm in trying them out. And if you like them, chuck a few shekels to the writers. Don't forget, check out the website at petejones.neocities.org. We're on the usual social media. If you're listening to this on an audio podcast, you can also watch on YouTube and see a flick through the book. And if you're on YouTube and you need to listen to this on the go, we're available on your normal podcast catcher. And failing all that, if you need to get in touch, then don't forget to, you can email me at dragonsarerealpodcast@pm.me. Thank you all for watching and listening, and I'll catch you all on the flip side.